Good afternoon, Wise Jewelers. Irene speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Irene. It's Tammy.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. What's up with you?
Not much. Sorry about yesterday.
It's okay. Was everything okay?
Yeah, no, I was on the phone with my bank. Apparently my card got hacked and I got stupid charges and stuff. So I was like, oh, no. So I was busy dealing with that.
I'm sorry. That's so annoying.
Don't apologize unless you're the one that hacked it.
I didn't, but I mean, I feel bad that you have to go through that because I know how much of a pain in the butt it is.
Yeah, well, could have been worse, though. So
true.
I got it early. There were only 4 charges I had to dispute, so I was like, okay.
Hopefully it wasn't anything that made it too difficult for you.
No. And then my bank's very nice about stuff, so it's like, okay, not too bad.
All right, good. But how's everything else going? How are you?
Doing good. It's just been on the slow side, man. No,
yeah.
So it's summer. Obviously, people are on vacay, but yeah, no, people really aren't buying. They're more repairing.
I mean, it kind of makes sense, but I know there are people who are out there right now. I know I just sold a 10-carat, so very exciting on that. And
I know.
That
would be nice. I would love to sell a 10-carat. Jesus.
She was a big diamond for sure.
I'm sure. So what was it?
It was a 10-carat oval GVS2 for $455.
Absolutely beautiful.
I know. It definitely was, and I'm very envious. However, that pretty much took up my whole hand when I looked at it. So
I'm sure. How large? Good Lord. Wow.
I think it was like 1742 by something. I had to look it back up. But, yeah,
wow.
It was pretty big.
Holy crap. Just, my mind's like, I can't.
Can't wrap your head around it?
Yeah. Oh, man. All right, well, God bless them, I guess.
I mean, we've got a 20-carat if you want to try selling a 20-carat.
No, I don't have anybody for that. Unfortunately, I wish I did.
You will soon. You will. We got to find something.
Fingers crossed. That would be great.
But, no, I just wanted to touch base, see how you guys are doing,
yeah.
See if you... what bridal appointments you might have coming up, and, you know, go from there.
Sadly, none. I'm trying to talk to, speaking of, I got a message, a customer of mine, they were looking for something, like, around this time frame, so I need to poke them, see if they're still interested, and be like, hey, well, I know, you know, we were working on something, but you're away at college or about to go somewhere, so I need to poke them and see what's on their platter to see if I need to poke you.
Yeah, no, that's
definitely
something I would do. I know a lot of people are starting to buy naturals again, so it's very exciting.
Yeah, and he's a natural guy.
Oh, love it.
With a decent budget. So it's like, okay, this is great. So
yeah.
I need to poke him and be like, hey, you know, what are we thinking, buddy? So
yeah, no, for sure, and I'll get you whatever you need when you do.
Perfect. Sounds like a plan.
Can we do the switch?
Yeah.
Awesome. And I'll get some new
probably
stuff.
If not, it'll probably be tomorrow. Mail them out.
Yeah.
Right?
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Do you remember what that guy was semi interested in?
No, I forgot to write down the shape.
Okay. Well, if you remember, I would love to at least get one to you guys. That way, if he does stop in randomly, you've already got something to show him.
Yeah, no, because I know he's not quite in the area.
Okay.
So I know, like, he wouldn't just drop by.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Let me know whenever you do need something. And like I said, I'll get you guys a few new things.
Perfect. Sounds great. Yeah, and like I said, I'll have that stuff in the mail tomorrow. Shoot me the email about the return, and I'll give you the tracking information. I'll reply.
Sounds good. I appreciate it.
Perfect. No problem. All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. I'll talk to you. Thanks.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.